This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the show. As always, you're invited to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So, we do a show here all 7 nights a week, live. Now, not all of our radio listeners hear that, because some stations take us, you know, 1 night a week, some take us 2, some take us all 7. And the news about the Virginia Beach shooting obviously hit yesterday, but I held off purposely because, well, Virginia Beach is on with us on Saturday nights, not Friday nights, so wanted to make sure we had this conversation while the station, WNIS, great talk radio station there in Virginia Beach, Virginia, is on board with us. So obviously there was a shooting within the last, 24, 48 hours, something like that, sometime yesterday, I think. Yeah. Was it the end of the workday yesterday, basically?
I don't have the time.
Well, I think that according to this story here at pilotonline.com, it was the end of the day.
Okay.
On Friday. So folks were close to 4 o'clock, I guess. Folks were getting ready to leave the office. Now, these aren't your typical offices. This was a city building that got shot up.
Municipal. Yeah, the kind of place that they give out permits and, water usage plans and all that stuff.
Where bureaucrats are milling about doing all manner of unimportant things that you are forced to pay for. And it turns out the guy shot him up actually was one of their own.
Civil engineer, from what I understand.
18-year, I don't know, you want to call it a veteran?
15.
Okay, according to pilotonline.com, it was 18 years.
Maybe it's more. Maybe they meant to say more than 15. Go ahead.
Okay. Anyway, I don't. You said you wanted to share a story about this, so please go right ahead.
Yeah, I've got a story from CNN. I don't know everybody's looking for answers right now. So Friday's massacre is the deadliest in the United States this year. Adds the city to a grim list of places impacted by deadly mass shootings. City manager Dave Hansen said that 11 city employees were killed.
Wasn't the guy in, remember the California shooting a few years ago in, I forget the name of the city, but there was a gentleman and a lady, I think, who went in and shot up some bureaucrat offices. Wasn't one of them an employee there, too?
As I recall, but I couldn't tell you.
San Bernardino, that's where it was. I feel like that person was also a city worker. So it's interesting when you see the government bureaucrats going after their own. Because normally you would expect the city government was going to push somebody over the edge with all of its stupid permits and all of its threats and violence that they use against us.
That certainly happened, and it could be the case here. We don't know. At this point,
well, he's a worker.
It's wild speculation at this point to determine.
Well, we don't know his motivation.
We don't.
I'm just saying he's a worker for the government, right? So it's one of their own, not somebody that they've been pushing around just like your typical victim of the government.
Well, I don't know, but it's maybe he's trying to get something done at a particular location in his house, can't get it done, feels like he's been treated badly. I don't know the answer.
Yeah, you're speculating, yeah.
Well, maybe it's just that he's got some kind of labor dispute, I don't know.
Maybe somebody out there knows this guy, because we are. Did they even get his name?
I'm worried about that, too. A guy who's, says he's quiet, but that he was doing the same thing he normally does on Friday morning, brushing his teeth in the employee bathroom.
Mm.
And guy comes up next to him, washes his hands, says, "Hey, how you doing?"
He
says,
"So he was at work that day.
He's doing okay."
Mm-hmm.
And he says, "What are you going to do this weekend?" He says, "You got any plans for this weekend?" He says, "No." And that's the end of the conversation.
Was this a killer asking, "Do you have plans?" or being asked the question?
This is somebody who was alive to give a report to news media and police about the killer's behavior.
No, but the bathroom situation. Was it the killer who was asking
the
question?
The killer was brushing his teeth.
Okay.
The killer said no, he had no plans.
Okay, yeah, well, sorry, it wasn't clear what.
Because he was
going to
shoot people, and die.
Yeah.
So it was says that he had a rifle. There was a rifle found on site There are two 45s that he had with extended magazines, according to this. I don't know what an extended magazine is entirely. And he had other weapons at the house. So I don't know how relevant that is. If you intend to go on a killing spree, you leave weapons at the house. I don't know why that's particularly relevant, but it's true. According to this, the weapons were bought legally.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that he's a concealed carry permit holder, which, of course, brings concealed carry permit holders' numbers. They continue to come in as some of the safest people on the planet.
No doubt.
So I don't have much else to say about it other than it's a tragedy. It's a shame. I would like to know more about what his motive was. They're not giving his name often, although we do have it.
You have it?
Yeah, I've got his name.
Oh, it says here, Arthur Felton.
That's not his name.
No?
No. His name's Craddock.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. I was reading the wrong part about the 18 years. You're probably right about the 15 years.
Yeah. So, right. So, what? I don't know what
Craddock?
Craddock. And Dwayne Craddock.
Okay.
I don't know anything else about him.
But Dwayne. D-E-W-A-Y-N-E. Dwayne Craddock. With a C.
Yeah, they hunted around on him, but the guy was, you know, didn't have a lot to hunt around on. They found his civil engineer license, and he used to work prior to, like, 15 years. He worked for a local organization, and, you know, that was it. So there's not much to say about it other than it's sad. He had a security pass, so he was able to go from office to office shooting people, unlike your average person who might have gone to a city office.
A lot of government buildings have security at the front checking people with, you know, whatever, but that's not going to stop a madman from coming in and shooting the security crew or just waiting out in the parking lot. If at 4 o'clock, you know, they're all going to come out and get in there and try to get in their cars. You get a whole group of them there. So they can try to increase security at the government building, but that's not going to ultimately do anything against somebody determined to take some people out.
The presumption is that somehow we are less safe than the government employees, or we would have greater reason or something like that. I don't know. I can't speak to any of those, but in this case, it was a government employee and he had a pass and he used it.
Yeah.
Now, another possibility is the ever-present sort of antidepressants thing. You know, people, there's either people are killing people because they're depressed, or they're killing people because they take serotonin uptake inhibitors or whatever the hell they're called. I'm not an expert in this, but those things have been associated in the past. Could be that. I don't know.
If you, maybe you know a little bit more, maybe you're living in Virginia Beach and you are connected to this situation in some way, perhaps you are this guy's neighbor. I mean, we're on the air there, and WNIS has a big audience. If you want to weigh in, you're certainly welcome to do so at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Annie. She's in Arizona. Annie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Go ahead.
Hi. It's just Ann, unless you're teasing me and calling me Annie Oakley, because my great-great-grandfather was the mayor of Tombstone.
Oh, sorry about that. Didn't know. Go ahead, Ann. You're on the air.
I have been researching the mass shootings. I've worked many of the school shootings for 30 years.
And when you say you worked them, you mean you've been on the scene, or you just have researched them extensively?
Well, I was the expert in a case that was filed against the drug companies for causing Columbine.
One
of the victims. Yeah, there were five families that were ready to join with him. But after they were threatened by the drug company, they backed off.
Okay.
So, so I've worked many that way. I've been testifying in these cases for years. And there's so much that happens in court that the general public is totally unaware of.
Like what?
What kind of things happen in court?
We've got a memo from the head scientist at Eli Lilly who put the first one of these out, Prozac. And when their own scientist came to them and said, "Whoa, we've got a problem here. Because it looks like Prozac is actually causing suicide." And he actually sent a memo back which surprises me. So there is a paper trail.
Hold that thought, Annie. We'll let you finish the story about this Prozac guy talking about causing suicide and possibly other homicidal aspirations. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com. I believe the crypto winter is over. That, if true, means that crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehash stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto related. news.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. We're talking about the shooting that happened in Virginia Beach yesterday afternoon as bureaucrats at the city building, one of the city buildings, were getting ready to leave work. One of their co-workers, apparently, Dwayne Craddock, came in, and or maybe he was already there. and just started shooting people, I guess. And now apparently 13 are dead as a result of this.
Well, he's one of them.
Oh, is that right? Okay. Yeah, I'd heard something about that.
11 city employees, obviously.
Oh, it was only 11? Okay.
A gunman and then a contractor.
I see.
It was just there trying to get a permit, you know?
Yeah. That's what you get for trying to get a permit, I guess.
Well, please. I mean, you got to get a permit if you want to build.
Or else men with guns will come and shoot you down, right?
Well, probably not immediately.
Well, they will threaten you if they find out that you're working without their permission slip, and then if you continue to work without a permission slip, they will send men with guns to stop you from doing that at some point. And if you don't stop...
that edifice that you're building, I suppose...
You don't stop. They're going to pull their guns out on you.
Ultimately, there is no law without force.
Without deadly force, you mean, backing it. According to the story here, we'll get back to your calls as well. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. There's another CNN piece that interviewed some of his neighbors, and they say that he kept to himself. We can tell you a little bit more about it. Apparently, he had a military past, so yet another mad shooter trained by the government. If you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them. So check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages available over at LibertyStickers.com. As we continue with Ann in Arizona, and you said you were actually a court witness, an expert witness, in the one of the Columbine cases where parents were attempting to sue the medical companies that had manufactured the, what was it, SSRIs that the shooters were taking. And you were beginning to tell us kind of like some of the behind the scenes or a story from that. If you could quickly recap for our listeners just tuning in.
Okay. Yes, we had a memo that we were able to use in court where Eli Lilly's main scientist went to the head scientist for Eli Lilly and said, we've got a problem here because it appears that Prozac is actually causing suicide.
Mm.
And the memo he sent back to them was, we cannot afford to lose Prozac.
Put it on the side effects list.
Yeah, well, he said, you're going to need to tell them that the suicide is coming from the underlying depression.
Hmm.
Heard that before?
Testimony in court?
Yes.
Huh.
Yes, it was, and there's been many wrongful death cases settled.
Well, now, we don't know if this person in this case was actually on these drugs. There's no evidence yet of that.
But we have a lot of clues. The neighbor said that he was up most of the night. You would hear him up. You cannot sleep on antidepressants.
Really?
And even, yeah.
I'm not on antidepressants, but I'm regularly up till 3 a.m., so I don't know. I mean, that's a clue.
Yeah, but you don't work a 9-to-5 job for the city.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Says he left at 7 a.m. in the morning, so, yeah, that's not a whole lot of sleep. I'll tell you one thing. I've had a lack of sleep, and it made me go insane. So that could be a factor here, too, if he's not getting enough sleep.
Well, I think anybody knows that if you cannot sleep, you will go psychotic.
Absolutely.
So, and it's because what happens is your REM sleep, your dream state of sleep, your body will force you into that while you're awake to compensate for not being able to go into REM while you're actually asleep. And that's one of the first things they saw with these drugs is that it would repress REM sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So even he had the problem before, thanks to the military giving him something, it still would indicate that that would be a reason why a doctor would give him one of these drugs. Because they often give them as a sleeping pill, which is insane.
But you just said that you can't sleep when you're on the antidepressants. Why would that be prescribed for that reason?
Marketing. Why do you think
that's
more marketing than research?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a pretty jaded view of what a doctor would be doing for his patient, but I guess it's not impossible.
Well, that's not that the doctor would know. if the doctor hasn't seen the research, he's not going to know that. He's going to believe the drug rep that comes in
I see
says,
what you're saying.
This is great for sleep.
Hmm.
So anyway, there's another case that happened in Wyoming. This is a case I worked for 3 years, worked it with Jerry Spence for a while until Jerry decided he was retiring. He's the one that was interviewed so much during the O.J. Simpson trial, the leather jacket,
okay.
Cowboy.
So what happened in Wyoming?
Anyway, what happened there was an elderly man took 2 doses of an antidepressant over 2 days. After the second dose, he got up the following morning, saw his wife, daughter, who was visiting, along with her baby,
jeez,
and then himself. In that case,
God. 2 doses.
The drug company expert testified that what should be expected because of the way these drugs affect serotonin levels is impulsive murder or suicide.
It should be expected.
Yes.
Wow, that's horrifying. And scary stuff. Thank you for calling and sharing your expertise with us here tonight on this topic. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Just horrifying.
Yeah, I'm stunned by hearing all these things. It's hard to imagine, but I don't know how. Everybody thinks you can somehow, centrally plan society based on these sort of outlying situations that are probably done by crazy people or people that are, harmed by these drugs or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you do that. Are we taking away everybody's rights because somebody, does something crazy? I guess that's the idea.
Let's talk to Sean. He is in Chesapeake, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hello, Sean. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, you're on here. Doing good.
I'd just like to confirm what that lady just said about the Prozac. I had a mm-hmm. friend who battled depression for about 20 years, but never took any medication or sought any professional help. And he went to see a professional psychiatrist, and they put him on Prozac. And within 2 weeks, he lined his living room with plastic and blew his head off.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He battled it for 20 years
without the
and
drugs.
Never came close to that.
Yeah.
Was on Prozac for 2 weeks, and he killed himself.
Yeah,
that's
I think
horrifying.
That, just my layman's guess on this is that the brain is so complicated when we throw in these chemicals. In some cases, they're bound to work. In other cases, they seem to cause catastrophic problems.
Sean, thanks for calling to share that with us. Really appreciate hearing from you as well. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We have time for you if you want to join us. Comment on these antidepressants. Were these a factor in the shooting in Virginia? We don't know at this point. Or is he just mad at his coworkers? There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Federal investigators have identified 2 .45-caliber guns used in the shooting at a Virginia Beach municipal building that left 12 people dead. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam.
I am a doctor. I served in Desert Storm. I have been in situations such as this, and it was important to me to go to our hospitals and thank the doctors, the nurses, and the staff. And I can let you know I also had the opportunity to speak with some of the families. They send their thanks for the heroic deeds that were performed yesterday, and I want to assure you that they are all being well cared for.
ATF Special Agent Ashawn Benedict.
At this time, we're also working with our law enforcement partners to look at the ballistics from the weapons discharge and also our ballistic network of NIBIN to see if they correspond with any other shootings.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. The toll free number is 855-453, like freedom. 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. If you want to sound like you're sitting here in the studio with us, Ian and Mark, you can do that at discord.lrn.fm.
Is oral care important to you? Do you want to have a whiter, cleaner smile and fresh breath? My Magic Mud is a black tooth powder made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay. Sounds crazy, right? Well, here on Free Talk Live, we've been using My Magic Mud since they were just getting started, and we can testify that it is an awesome product. So indispensable to my life, in fact, that I haven't been without it since the very first time that I tried it. Use it every day for 4 days, and then every 3 or 4 days afterwards, and you'll see the effects. Clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I think it cleans better than regular toothpaste, too. You can get My Magic Mud at most local health food stores, Sprouts, local grocers, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, but I can get you 20% off with code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. It's MyMagicMud.com, coupon code FTL20. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com.
Dwayne Craddock is the purported shooter that attacked the city hall in Virginia Beach, or one of the city municipal buildings, shooting roughly a dozen people, apparently, and then ending up being killed himself by a shootout with police. There's a news story at CNN talking about, you know, who was this guy? Well, apparently he worked in the public utilities department with the city there for about 15 years, listed on department news releases as a point of contact for information on local road projects over the past several years. Before working with the city, he was a project manager for a Virginia-based engineering firm and had a bachelor's degree in civil engineering, and also spent some time in the National Guard. back in April of 1996, was assigned to the 1st Battalion, 111th Field Artillery Regiment, etc., etc., was part, let's see, discharged in April of 2002. So he was National Guardsman for 6 years, held the rank of Specialist at the time. No overseas.
That's basically corporal.
No overseas deployments, according to his records. His parents say they weren't aware of any trouble that he had been having with his employer.
Imagine
and
how their life is turned upside down right now. How
basically
often?
Has no criminal history except for a minor motor vehicle infraction in 2013. So neighbors say that he had three securities set up in a pair of windows looking out onto the grassy apartment complex. Clarissa Morrell, age 22, lived next door.
What was that? Say that again about the security. I didn't really know.
He had what appeared to be, this is according to Clarissa, who's his next-door neighbor, three security cameras set up in a pair of windows looking out onto the grassy apartment complex. She said she had arrived home Friday night when police launched flashbangs at his apartment, heard an officer over a loudspeaker saying, "Step out with your hands up." I guess they were looking for others, maybe? That seems like a strange thing to do when you already killed the guy earlier in the day.
Possibly the he went back to his apartment and they had the gun battle there?
I thought you had told me that it was at the bureaucracy at the building.
God, there's so many
Morrell
stories
has
at this point.
Lived in the apartment for only 2 years, but only remembered interacting with Craddock once a few months ago. Craddock was in front of his apartment with two other people smoking what smelled like marijuana. See, that's what did it, Mark. It's the marijuana craze.
Well, seems unlikely.
No, it's highly unlikely. She says he catcalled me. He said, "Oh, hey, girl, how you doing?" Stuff like that. I was intimidated by him. I know when I'm uneasy about people. Another neighbor told CNN affiliate that the gunman kept to himself and was always in and out of his apartment with a book bag. Said you heard him walking around, would drop stuff at like 2 a.m. Me and my roommate would try to figure out what he was doing. The neighbor said, who lived below Mr. Craddock, didn't engage in much talk, adding in, quote, "The year I've been there, we've had maybe three conversations, and that's about it. I know what gym he goes to, and that's about it." So, says, quote, "I never saw him take the trash out, never saw him bring groceries in, never saw people coming in or going out. He kept to himself." We go to your calls and your thoughts. You can bring up what you want. Your Keith is in Virginia Beach, listening on WNIS. Hello, Keith.
I'm actually about 20 miles away from where it happened, so gotcha. not in the city. But thanks for taking my call.
You're closer than anyone else who's called so far tonight, so welcome. What's on your mind?
Thank you. The same topic. And Blake Tracy, who you just spoke to, I've actually known her for 15 years, and she's really solid in her what she's done. And
oh, that was Anne who called earlier. Okay, gotcha. I didn't know what her last
Anne
name was.
Yeah, Anne Blake Tracy, yeah. She's been on some other interviews, InfoWars and some other too. But, you know, guns, even tonight, Cory Booker, for example, you know, the guns get blamed. The NRA gets blamed. The Second Amendment gets blamed. Veterans get blamed. Republicans get blamed. Even President Trump gets blamed for what government-approved prescription mind-altering drugs are causing in so many cases.
So you believe this guy was on antidepressants?
I don't know, but because so many of them are, for example, the school shootings that Anne Blake Tracy has researched, she said all of them were on them. She's featured in the only exceptions to that she can conclusively say is that two of them, she wasn't able to get information from the police investigators or autopsies or whatever, as far as what, you know, medications they were on, if they were on anything. And since she didn't have that information, she can't say in those two. But all the other school shootings, they were. And the other thing is that and you can read about a lot of these cases, SSRIstories.net, where she's just chronicled thousands of them, you know, over the last 30 years, and actually her other website, drugawareness.org. Now, on her board was Candace Pert, PhD, who had told Time magazine, "I'm alarmed at the monster I created," referring to Prozac. She was a co-creator of Prozac, Dr. Candace Pert. She passed away recently.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's another additional witness of what Amp Like Tracy is saying is correct. Dan wrote a book many years ago and recently updated called Prozac Panacea or Pandora. But it's really important that everybody know that there's a greater risk of violence from these medications when people do any kind of withdrawal or changes. They can often be more dangerous than just staying on the medication. So, be very, very careful. She actually is also an expert in helping people to get off of the medications safely, even better than what, mainstream doctors or anybody else is able to do, because they don't really understand, as she said, how these drugs work. They just go by what the big pharma salespeople tell them.
That's pretty scary.
So, yeah, it's really important that if starting, stopping, changing dosage, combining with other drugs, alcohol, et cetera, that people really be careful about that. And you can consult her website, drugawareness.org, for information on that, too.
But, Keith, thank you for calling to share that with us tonight. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Barry. Oh, Barry just dropped off the line. Toll-free number, 855-450-3733.
Yeah, I mean, some may say it's irresponsible for us to just suggest reasons for this sort of thing happening. But I would hope that they would say it's equally irresponsible for the Democratic candidates for president to be coming out with solutions to the gun problem on the back of this at the same time.
That's to be expected.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly what happens every single time. I got an email here from Marianne Williamson, who's running for president, and she's got a list of things that she's going to do. It looks like about...
She's going to put a stop to this,
yeah,
huh?
She's got a 7-point plan.
All right, well, let's hear about it. Coming up here in moments, your calls and thoughts also welcome. Our number for you, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Still, nobody really knows what the motivation was here. Was there a note left? We don't know yet. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50, sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry. But I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in here and take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com, and please enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on our site over at freetalklive.com. There are a bunch of them, including the AMP program allows you to actually support what we do here on Free Talk Live. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. And by the way, I want to say thanks to David R. Jeffries, who is a Free Talk Live Gold amplifier. Now, most of the features that we give to you on the site are free, so archives that go back for more than a decade, those are free. The webcam, you can watch that for free. I mean, pretty much everything that's there by default you get for free. But if you want to help support the show, then please become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. You can do it for $5 a month. David is doing $10 a month. He's a gold amplifier, but all we ask for is $5. And so we really appreciate anybody who signs up because it makes a big difference. It helps us to know that you appreciate what we do because we do this for free. And, you know, obviously we have advertisers, but we give you the features for free. A lot of other shows will charge you for things like archives, live streams, all that stuff. Most of these other talk show hosts out there, the nationally syndicated shows, the big name guys, they charge $5, $6, $7, $8 a month. And then you get access to their website. So if you appreciate what we do and you want to help us get on more radio stations, we hit over 200 within the last few weeks, which is awesome. But we can do more. And we can do it with your help at amp.freetalklive.com. You will get a few perks that'll, you know, sweeten the deal a little bit. You can learn about those at amp, ampamp.freetalklive.com. Mark, I know you want to get into the seven-point plan by Democratic candidate Marianne Williamson, what she plans to do about guns. But first, we go to your phone calls and thoughts here. Let's start with Dennis. He's in Myrtle Beach listening to WRNN. Hello, Dennis.
Yes, sir. I appreciate what you guys are doing. I listen to you every Saturday.
Thank you.
I just wanted to make a comment about that fellow that called about Cory Booker jumping on the bandwagon against the NRA. Mm-hmm. And those people, the police officers that went in and took care of that shooter, I mean, they were great. But I know that was a no shooting zone. It was a government or state office. It's a no or no firearm zone. And if there had been a couple people in there with our Second Amendment rights that had guns, they might have been able to save even more lives. And that was the only comment I wanted to make. But I really appreciate.
Well, I think I'm glad you brought that up because it was one of the few that we had not yet made on this the situation. It's like a typical thing that should be said. So I'm glad that you did point that out. Is a lot of these shootings You know, a lot of times they go on in schools where it's right. also a gun-free zone. And yeah. this is also likely a gun-free zone. Now, I don't know how much security they have at the, you know, like the ground floor level of the, you know, the building. Not all government buildings have security. It depends on what town, you know, you're in, what state. Like here in, right. in Keene, New Hampshire, there's no security whatsoever in these government buildings except for courthouses and, you know, jails. But beyond that, you can just waltz right in anywhere. And I think that's a good thing. I don't want to have to pass through a metal detector, before I, you know, have to go into some government building right. to pay whatever tax or. Yeah. So, Dennis, thanks for calling and sharing that tonight. I would definitely appreciate
your information. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening, Darren.
What you guys do.
Thank you, Dennis. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. I mean, Dennis is absolutely right. If people are free to carry guns, and I'm sure Marianne Williamson, whoever she is, would disagree with this, but if people are free to carry guns wherever they go, then you've got a more safe society because there are likely people in a, you know, the nearby vicinity who could respond much faster than a police officer could respond to that situation. The police have to get a call. The dispatch has to call out to the cars and, you know, one maybe nearby. And but, you know, by the time all that's happened, by the time that person, that cop, puts his car in gear and heads the direction of the shooting, there's already some several dead bodies on the ground.
Right, and some people have analyzed this, and what they see is that when there is a concealed carry permit holder or a off-duty police officer or something that's in nearby vicinity when something like this happens, that not that the situation doesn't occur, but that far fewer people are harmed. And mm-hmm. you'll find over and over and over again that these situations occur in gun-free zones.
That's right.
So, I mean, our illustrious politicians have done their duty in writing down on a piece of paper that guns are simply not allowed here. In this spot here, you may not bring a gun, and of course, you may not shoot people. Not that there haven't been laws against murder in this sure. country for 240 years.
None of them have ever stopped a lunatic.
Right, so laws, bullets fly through paper. They just don't do anything.
Let's talk to Richard. He's in New Mexico listening in Farmington to KENN. Go ahead, Richard.
Yes. I just want to let you know that the reason all this is happening is a deficiency in lithium.
Oh?
It's a deficiency in lithium. Okay, where do you get lithium?
Through prescription.
You get it from the ground.
Okay.
From all the things you're supposed to eat, but if you have a shortage of lithium, you're going to have violence, and you're going to have all these shootings. And if they
see, I've heard that people that are on lithium are super crazy. Is that not the case?
Say again?
I've heard that people that are taking lithium, you know, as part of like a prescription, are like super nutso.
Well, I don't know about that. All I know is it's the shortage of lithium that causes all this.
Well, now that's an interesting theory, Richard.
On this guy, they'll find that he was short on lithium. I bet you a dollar.
All right. Well, that's a big bet. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I mean, isn't lithium one of the things they prescribe to people who are, like, super crazy?
Yeah, well, there's a difference.
And then it makes them, like, even more crazy?
There's a difference between a drug and a dietary supplement.
Okay.
I don't know. I've looked it up here. It says that there is apparently problems with having too much lithium. And, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know everything about lithium by any stretch of the imagination, but.
I think there's a Nirvana song about it. Let's continue here.
Right amount of lithium in your blood so that medicine can work. I don't know.
Lithium as a treatment for bipolar disorder, apparently. Let's talk to David. He's in Myrtle Beach. David, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to WRNN.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for taking my call, sir. Dennis stole some of my thunder about public buildings, schools, churches, any place where people are gathering. I think that people that are in those organizations should be trained very thoroughly in the handling of firearms and be proficient at it, and mm-hmm. also trained or talk to and make sure their mental attitude is correct and their background checks and all that stuff. And they should be armed people in schools, churches, and public buildings. That was one thing. Like I said, Dennis stole my thunder there. But the other thing is this. When I was a child, I'm 71, Vietnam veteran, I got a license to carry in New York State in 1969. And Pataki and Schumer eventually I had a lifetime carry permit, a concealed carry permit. And because of Schumer and Pataki, they changed the rules, and I can no longer carry legally in New York State. I reside in South Carolina now, and when I came here, I got a carry permit. I also have what they call a Utah carry permit, which allows you, if you're licensed in the state you live in, you can get a non-resident Utah carry permit. You can carry in a lot of different states that reciprocate South Carolina.
Yeah,
that's
most of them.
There are other listeners out there. But I believe when I was a child, I was taught no ma'am, yes ma'am, no sir, yes sir. I was taught to respect authority. I was taught to respect every single individual that walks the face of the earth. Every person that walks the face of the earth, I consider my brother and my sister until they prove otherwise. And then I just soon plan them. So I think that I know a lot of teachers and they say there's no respect. The students have no respect for their authority. That's the biggest problem I think in society today. And the Prince of Darkness rules the world. And maybe we're coming towards the end times. I don't know about that. I'm not super religious, but I do know the Prince of Darkness rules this world.
You're not super religious, but you believe in the Prince of Darkness? Is that like Satan? What is that?
Well, I believe if you believe in God, then you got to believe in Satan also.
No, you don't. No. That's just the Christian God. That's like the daddy God or whatever. I believe in a supreme, universal force, but it doesn't necessarily mean there's like some evil devil creature that's got a tri-pronged, fork that he's, cackling in some hellscape.
Yeah, belief in God is just a belief in a creator. I mean, somebody made my car. That doesn't mean that somebody out there, was the opposite of somebody who makes a car or whatever.
I kind of agree with what you're saying, but basically there's definitely evil in the world.
That's true.
That's true.
I believe it comes from man.
No, there's Hitlers and there's Hitlers and all the other demonic individuals in the world that are so evil. And I think we're going to see that society.
Yeah, the question is, what do you do about it? David, thanks for the call tonight here. How do we, is it possible to reduce the evil in the world? It is Free Talk Live.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly. You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.